Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Get it? The Bird Show.
This is very serious music.
This is our offender list, our Hotlanta offender list right here. We started this campaign weeks ago. We're trying to rid the rest of the world of referring to Atlanta as Hotlanta. Uh-huh. It's old.
Yeah, we
it's
live
cheesy.
Here. Right. We know that because we live here. We know it's not a cool word anymore. To call it Hotlanta is like dorky. It's like the equivalent of, you know, pulling your pants up too high and wearing a really tight belt. Like, it's just not cool anymore. But everybody outside of our city keeps calling it that, and we have to put an end to it.
So what we're hoping is when you see these offenses in public that you email us or you call us, Facebook us, and tell us about them. We have to publicly make examples out of some people so Hotlanta is never used again.
Right.
From an email, thought of your quest to eliminate Hotlanta from people's vocabulary during my holiday travels. I was on a Delta flight from Cancun, Mexico to Atlanta yesterday. I was watching the in-flight entertainment, which aired a segment called Delta Destination, which is a series highlighting different cities. This one was on Atlanta. The segment opened with the commentator saying, locals refer to home as Hotlanta.
No, they didn't. No, they don't say that, do they?
Delta did this?
Delta. It wasn't necessarily Delta. It was the in-flight video. So I don't even know that you can put this on Delta.
Well, it's produced by them.
Well, they put it on there.
It's aired by them.
I can't even look at the plane in the
Delta.
Yes.
You know better.
That redheaded girl that tells you to buckle your seatbelt. She must be in charge.
What's her name again?
I don't know, but she does the smoking. Is
yes.
Not allowed.
And neither is Hotlanta.
That's what we need to do. Is either yeah.
We have to have her cut that line.
Hotlanta is
not allowed
on any Delta flight.
Bert, I am a Cleveland native that has lived in Atlanta for 8 years. Every Sunday, I go to the Cleveland Browns Backers Bar. They just named our organization the Hotlanta Browns Backers.
No.
Hotlantabrowns.org.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Tavi writes, not going to like this, the W Hotel Midtown here in Atlanta. Yeah, man.
No
I've heard from them, from people about them a lot. I think on their website or something.
We love these guys, man. The W Hotel here in Atlanta is promoting the Hotlanta on their webpage with a Hotlanta special.
No. All the gay boys that hang out down there, no, y'all got to put an end to this right now.
Please.
That is your hangout. That is your place. And you need to end the Hotlanta usage.
Not allowed.
Not
Atlanta
allowed.
Is.
I have so much allowed. Fun with that. I love the dude with the big.
Gling! Christopher Lewis writes on my Facebook page. He took a picture of this, actually. I've been getting a lot of these people driving around the city and taking pictures when they see it and sending it to us. Advertising on the side of a truck. This one was for poolfitnessinc.com.
No.
Calling you out.
Keeping Hotlanta cool. No, you're not. There's nothing cool about using the word Hotlanta.
That's ironic.
Keeping Hotlanta dorky. That's what it should say.
I went to the screening of Up in the Air starring George Clooney last night at Atlantic Station, and in the movie, they use the word Hotlanta.
No way.
No way.
That's what it says.
Clooney.
It says, do I'll something!
I'll call him later.
Hey, Bert and Jeff, I have a major violator here. Check out the attachment. Apparently, Adidas manufactures a Hotlanta t-shirt for the Hawks.
No.
Bastards. I saw this in the most recent NBA.com NBA store winter magazine that I received in the mail, and sure enough, it was the ATL under the Hawks signature.
Come on.
The Hawks
are getting cool, and they're just trying to drag them back down again.
That's exactly what it is.
You know?
It's a whole new time for the Hawks, and we can't live in the past, because if we did, they'd only have two wins.
Mm-hmm. They're kicking butt.
You sent that one out, the picture, because the guy sent it to me, too. Coca-Cola billboard.
Coca-Cola billboard says Delta.com/Hotlanta.
It's their address billboard.
Yeah.
No, it's Coca-Cola. Huge. It's Coca-Cola.
It's Coca-Cola/Hotlanta.
Yeah.
Coke.
Problem.
Now.
You tell Melissa.
A punch in the forehead.
Face palm.
You just donkey punched him.
Oh.
We did. There was a question like, how did Hotlanta even become? And there were some that speculated like the Board of Tourism started using that term years ago. Well, Josh did some research on it and found an article from a Time magazine in 1988, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Hotlanta.
No.
They had a completely different name all set up.
It was, Time magazine was covering the fact that Atlanta did not have a slogan because they knew, and they were covering the fact that Atlanta was trying to kind of, it was the up-and-coming city, so they needed a slogan. They talked about how New York had the Big Apple and how New Orleans had the Big Easy. And so they said in this article, and I quote, Atlanta might be known as the Big Hustle. Okay,
what?
That was one of the things.
The big hustle.
I kind of like that.
So do I. I mean, it's not bad.
Come on.
It's kind of cool.
The big hustle?
Yeah.
I like it.
Because it says a couple of different things.
They were talking about the fact that the city was trying to hustle into becoming this big, booming international city.
That should be called the big stupid.
But then also the article talked about how the Chamber of Commerce here in Atlanta was also using the slogan, "Look at Atlanta Now." Because they all, again, wanted to talk about how more visitors were coming and how Atlanta was trying to transform itself into a modern city.
So, like, how you like me now?
Because they were saying that Atlanta was stuck in the, more in the antebellum, Margaret Mitchell, you know, kind of theme. And everybody, old school.
Really old school.
Yeah. Civil War type of thing. And so Look at Atlanta Now what they were using at the time. But nowhere in this article from Time magazine in 88 were they talking about Hotlanta.
Yeah, the big hustle.
Hey, good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I have a Hotlanta violation.
Okay, what do you got?
I was watching VH1 last night, and they were doing the 100 greatest 90s songs, and Blackstreet was like number 32. They were saying that Blackstreet is now chilling in Hotlanta.
VH1. Mm-mm.
VH1, I know that's a big one.
Okay, like those, if it's outside of Atlanta, it's ignorance.
Yeah.
So we gently have to suggest to them that, look, we just don't use Hotlanta anymore. But if it's happening within our own community,
Delta and Coke
and stuff like that.
What? The pillars of the city both are using Hotlanta?
It's just not cool. And they're some of the coolest companies that are here.
They represent our city. Those are the ones that you think of in Atlanta. Hey, Steve, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. Bye. I'm on board with y'all 100% on this kill Hotlanta phrase. But we got one of our major radio personalities in this town said it yesterday. I like to run off the road.
Is this Bortz again?
Yes.
Yeah, he's holding on to the past, man.
Why? He is, that's for sure. I tried to call him to the show and couldn't get through, so maybe you guys can get through to him.
Yeah, he's been mentioned in emails and calls now. Somebody's got to call that guy, perhaps today, and just gently say to him, man, I mean, that's old school. And sometimes, you know, Neil's been around Atlanta for a long time.
Stuck in his ways
a little bit stuck in tradition, so maybe you just need to suggest to him we're not referring it to Atlanta as Hotlanta anymore.
Hey, I will do that. And hey, you guys are coming in loud and clear up in Blue Ridge, Georgia this morning, up in North Georgia where
Fantastic.
I'm working today.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, wanted to let you know. Hey, guys, love the show.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You're on The Burt Show.